Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So while we applaud all that has been happening in the swimming pool and IU Team USA at the Olympics, well, now the spotlight shining as the diving competition is underway full force now the rest of the week in the capable hands, as you know, of Hoosier head coach Drew Johansson. Amy Cozad, partner Jessica Parado got things rolling Monday. Michael Hickson tomorrow. But Drew is Team USA's head coach, and, well, he likes what lies ahead this week.
We have a nice blend of rookies, first-timers, along with some veterans with our Olympic gold medalist David Bedaya, silver medalist Abby Johnston leading our team. So it's a good mixture of youth and experience, so hopefully for a great performance. Our synchro divers are already in the final, so there's only seven other teams from around the world that are even competing.
Do you tinker or refine or work into the game plan according to the competition you're seeing at the world level with your guys and gals?
Well, you know, we want to get better. So there isn't major technical changes, but the biggest thing we want to do is it's a different strategy competing in the Olympic Games. In the Olympics, it's just going to be those five dives in the final. It was great in London. We got off the drought and had one of our most productive
since
Olympics
Seoul,
in a long time. Yeah, since 88. So we're focused on the process right now. We want these kids to be ready to perform at or better than they did at the trials. And if they do that, the podium will take care of itself.
As a coach, you got a good feel about that?
I do. Yeah, this is a good group.
That's Team USA diving, and who's your head coach? Drew Johansson. So we will see over the course of this week just how loaded Team USA will fill the podium. Don't forget tonight in Rio at 10 o'clock this evening, and another year of Sports Talk debuting this evening from Yogi Sports Bar and Grill. 6 o'clock, Andy Hodson, Scott Bless. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Coming now into her junior year when she gets back from Rio, and let us not forget our Hoosier athletes swimming for their native countries, like Canadian Kennedy Goss, who begins her quest for a medal swimming for her country tomorrow in the 800 free relay. Her father, a former Olympic Canadian medal winner, Kennedy comes off an outstanding sophomore season for Ray Lewis last winter, and now tomorrow, well, the ultimate big stage.
I think it's really an eye-opening experience. It's something that I've been looking up to since I started swimming. I mean, I've always wanted to be an Olympian. And
now, you come from good stock. There's a saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Tell us about your pop and when he medaled for Team Canada.
He swam in the Olympics in 1984 and 88, so in Los Angeles and Seoul. He went in 84 when he was only 17, and he went for the 100 back and the relay, and in the 4x1 medley relay, they won silver medal in 84 and 88.
Talk about what Coach Lewis has had influence-wise to grab you from the Northlands to bring you here for the first 2 years of your career at Indiana, and what impact it's had on you to date.
I mean, when I was being recruited, Ray called me every single week, so I never had a break from him, and he's just so enthusiastic. Probably one of the most happy and energetic people I've ever met. So having that running around the pool deck always puts a smile on your face. At least makes you laugh, that's for sure.
Well, oh Canada, just like we've rooted for Derek Druin over the years and will do so later in the week, we'll be rooting tomorrow for IU junior Kennedy Goss for Team Canada in the 800-meter relay. Don't forget tonight in Rio at 10 o'clock, and Sports Talk returning to Yogi's tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.